Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack.
We saw smoke coming out and everybody started running out, and we saw the plane on the other side of the building, and there was smoke everywhere.
In a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts.
I saw people jumping off the building.
The victims were in airplanes.
All of a sudden, I see a jet crash into the first tower.
Or in their offices.
It collapsed. The top floors collapsed down.
Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, despicable acts of terror.
I saw it blow and then ran like hell.
September 11th, 2001. You will remember this day as long as you live.
When your day is long and the night is yours alone.
First one we thought was an accident. When we heard there was a second one, we definitely thought it was terrorism.
Sure you've had enough of this life.
These acts of mass murder were intended to frighten our nation into chaos and retreat, but they have failed. Our country is strong.
Don't let yourself go.
We responded with the best of America, with the daring of our rescue workers.
Everybody cries.
With the caring for strangers and neighbors who came to give blood and help in any way they could.
Everybody hurts.
This is a very difficult time for all of us.
Sometimes.
It was surreal. As we looked at it, we thought it was something out of a movie. It just didn't seem real.
Sometimes everything is wrong.
Terrorism against our nation will not stand. May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
We're dealing with a wide range of emotions out here.
There is much that is not known about what is happening.
It's just an incredible sight. They had a lot of emergency workers around the building. And, of course, everybody's hoping that these people were able to get out of there without being injured.
Today, we want to express our deepest sorrow for the victims, their families, friends, and colleagues. This is a time for national unity. In the state of Iowa, we are monitoring the situation closely, and we are taking steps in the state to ensure the safety of all of our citizens.
The city of New York and the United States of America is much stronger than any group of barbaric terrorists.
Everybody hurts.
I ask the American people to join me in saying a thanks for all the folks who have been fighting hard to rescue our fellow citizens.
Your federal government continues to function effectively. President Bush and all our country's leaders thank the many Americans who are helping with rescue and relief efforts.
The resolve of our great nation is being tested. We will show the world that we will pass this test.
We pray for the victims, for the families, and for our country.
May God bless the victims, their families, and America. Thank you very much.